We started off at Max's Kansas City, and this is where it got weird. No, we were playing over at the Second Chance. Now, that's all those people that all hang out together. There's Scott Morgan, and there's Hiawatha. And then there was the Sonics Band, and the Stooges people, and Niagara, and all them. And they were the Ann Arbor people. Well, we were opening for them a lot. And this little man comes up to me, and he says, "Do you have a manager?" He was out of place. He was well-dressed. Extremely well-dressed. A little short on the short side. Permed, you know, back then, getting your hair permed or something. Real nice sweater. I mean, he goes, do you have a manager? And I said, no. He goes, how refreshing. That turned out to be Brimstone, the famous Brimstone, because Brimstone was the doctor for the big bands. Okay, he took care of, well, he took care of Jay Giles. He took care of Aerosmith. That I know. I don't. But it was the big people. Because when we were, Brim started paying our way. He put us up at the Gramercy Park Hotel. But come on. Who stays there? Who gets a suite? We did. Well, we were his pets. We were his favorites. And it was nice. And he would finance our trips out to Max's. And he actually tried to get us videotaped the first time. We were still too green. It was our first time being out there. And it's a whole different sound, you know. And the people act different. We were scared, but and then it went from Brimstone. He was huge, but you couldn't tell. I even introduced him to my dad, because Brim told me. I said, "What do you do?" He says, "I'm in the import export business." I said, "Like Pier 1?" I just told you about my dad, right? And here comes this guy, and he looks like a yuppie. He talks like a yuppie, an educated yuppie. And I said, "Dad, this is Brim. He's in import-export business. Like Pier 1. My dad was like, "Dad didn't like him. Dad did not like him. Dad knew something was wrong. Why are you so young driving that car?"